I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back to Fight Like a Girl. I feel like it's a little bit late to say Happy New Year. Hope everyone's year is going great. This is Rav, and with me I've got Ella. Hi, Ella.
Hello, hello. Yes, Happy New Year. 4 months into the new year.
I know, it's crazy. How have things been?
Oh, you know, pretty crazy. I think like the rest of the world, it's just been, there's a lot that's been going on. Hence why we, you know, we're a little bit delayed kicking off this year. But there's a lot going on. I had to unfortunately fly over to the UK for some sad family news. That's been me the last couple of months. Back now and settling back into Sydney life, but still a lot happening.
And have you managed to avoid COVID, or did you get COVID in your travels?
You know what? I don't know how, but I have somehow avoided getting COVID, like this, which is just insane because as everyone that knows me knows, I used to go down with like the most common street colds like every fortnight, basically. So yeah, for me to be like the untouched person in this scenario, I just don't understand, because I've been all around Brisbane, the UK, Sydney.
Yeah.
So whether I've had it and haven't realised, that could also be the case. But you got struck down on Christmas, didn't you, for Rav?
Yeah, I'm so jealous that you have managed to avoid it. Maybe you're the cure, Ella. Maybe we need to just like get vials of your blood.
Of my blood. Happy to share it around, guys. Happy to share it around.
Yeah, I got struck down over Christmas. So I hadn't been home to Queensland. I know last time we did an episode, you and I were both talking about our respective trips home. And I got back to Queensland and literally tested positive the next day. So my whole trip was in isolation, which was shit, because I was in like my bedroom that I grew up in.
Oh my goodness.
Which is like a shoebox now that I think about it. So yeah.
It's just awful. Yeah. Like your entire, literally from start to finish, your planning the day was in isolation. So the day that you got out was the day that your flight was.
Oh, totally. Yeah. The day that I got out of isolation was the day that I was flying back to Sydney. And I honestly couldn't wait to get the fuck out of there at that point as well. Yeah. So I was just like, yep, let me out. But, yeah, it's frustrating because I think it was like the week after that they changed all the isolation rules. So I got hit with the strictest of rules when I had it, but it's over and done with. I've had COVID. I've had my third jab. I'm antibodied up, so hopefully not again.
Absolutely.
Well, the episode today is a little bit different to what we would normally do. We've got some sad news. Don't we, Ella?
We do. Sadly, this will be the last time that I join you on the potty, Rav. As some of you know, Rav and I juggle our sort of day jobs as well as this, and I've got a lot going on at the moment, so I've had to make the sad decision to pass the baton over to lovely Lottie, who I absolutely love. But yeah, I'm very, very saddened to be leaving. But look, I'm not. This isn't goodbye forever. I'll definitely be coming back where I can, and joining you and Lottie. I can't keep me away, but yeah, very sad to be leaving. And I just wanted to thank everyone for all of your amazing support and encouragement. You guys have been just the best with this little potty that we've got, and I will definitely miss you all. But thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Ella. We're going to miss you so much. But like you said, you know, this isn't goodbye. I'm sure we're going to have you on upcoming episodes. Everyone loves listening to what you've got to say. You've got some really, really great thoughts on all of the stuff that we talk about on the potty. And yeah, we definitely don't want to lose that dialogue. So excited to have you back at some point. But good luck with everything work-wise. I know I'm going to see you lots anyway.
Yeah, thank you. And look, I might not be a voice on the podcast, but I'm sure I'll still feature in some capacity in different, you know, stories and things like that. Because, you know, Rav and I joined at the hip. So she can't.
Absolutely. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, you guys will be hearing from Lottie shortly. But for now, thank you so much, Ella. And yeah, we can't wait to have you back on a future app.
Thank you so much. Bye, guys. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, Lottie.
Hi, Rav. How are you?
Oh, we're going with Rav today.
Okay. Hi, Rav Neach. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. And for anyone that doesn't know, that is my actual name.
I feel like the world needs to know that Rav is actually Rav Neach. I, for those who don't know, Lottie is actually short for Charlotte, but Charlotte's really formal and every other five-year-old on the planet is called Charlotte. But whenever someone's like, oh, Charlotte, and I have such a weird accent, like living in so many different cities, it makes me sound really like I've lived all over the world. I grew up on the Gold Coast and I lived in Melbourne for 15 years. It's only a blend of those two. But whenever I'm like, oh, my name's Charlotte, people are like, Sally? And I'm like, no, Charlotte, oh my God. Charlotte's Web.
What's the weirdest thing that anybody's ever mistaken your name for?
Oh, I have this at the top of my head. It's so good. I've got two because they are just absolute clangers.
Clangers? Oh, what the fuck is a clanger?
God, it's like a clanger is like, now I feel like I'm using it in the wrong context. I feel like I've been called out. I don't know how to use, I don't know how to describe what a clanger is without using the word clanger.
Can I look it up on Urban Dictionary? Will that tell me what it is?
Yeah, while you're doing that, I will let you know the most ridiculous things I've ever been called. When I was in year eight, and a guy that I was in high school with asked me if Charlotte was short for Caroline. I was like, I think Charlotte has more letters than the name Caroline, but okay.
Can this person count?
I just think like being a Charlotte born in the late 80s is like really not that common. It definitely wasn't common around there. Lots of Sarahs and Samanthas and stuff. And then we moved to the Gold Coast a year later and we had a substitute science teacher and she was doing roll call and she was like, oh, Charlotte? Is Charlotte here? Your face is so good right now. And I had to be like, it's Charlotte. And it just baffled me that she'd not even been read the book Charlotte's Web. So that's now why I always say it's Charlotte, like Charlotte's Web. But anyway.
Let me tell you what a clanger is. The irony that this is what a clanger means. A clanger is a joke that dies terribly, particularly if the person making it expected a big laugh and got silence.
So the complete opposite of what I explained it to be.
Oh, I love that. That was good. God. That was a great way to kick off the episode. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, who are you? Tell us who you are.
Well, I am Charlotte, aka Lottie. Rav and I were former work colleagues and bonded over, I guess, many, many a Zoom wine while we were working together. It's how we continue to communicate because I'm all the way down in Melbourne.
You are, and I'm perpetually trying to convince you to move to Sydney. Did I just use perpetually the right way?
You did, you did. I don't think you need to look it up on Urban Dictionary.
We did used to work together. We bonded over just me bitching most of the time, I think, about work.
Yeah, I think nothing brings two people together like being locked in your houses, being only able to communicate over Zoom and every single other messenger app that possibly could ever exist. Just kind of, God, I'm going to say it really frankly, it's going to sound really dark, but kind of just hating everything.
There's nothing that bonds two people more than just like mutual hate of something.
Yes.
I think everyone can relate to that. Having had gone through the last 2 years, which we're finally coming out of, thank God. On that topic though, like what have you been doing the last few months that we've, I guess, had this newfound freedom?
Well, I guess this will like sort of, I guess, shape, I guess, the podcast to come. But just before we went into the pandy, I split up with my long-term partner. And then we went into the pandemic and obviously Melbourne was in lockdown for 300 million days. So I wasn't able to really do much, get out much, explore much, be the person I was always meant to be. And so like the last sort of 6 months I think we've been out of lockdown for, I have just been, pardon my French, but pissing it up the wall. Like nothing makes you want to get out and live life to the fullest, like having it unceremoniously taken away from you with 7 hours notice. Yeah.
Is that what happened?
I think there was a lucky dip like toward the end where
just for anyone who's listening that's not in Australia and doesn't understand Australian slang, lucky D is referring to lockdown.
And the pandemic is being referred to as the pandy henceforth. So
yeah. Any other Aussie slang you need like a breakdown on, just slide into our DMs and we can give you a rundown.
Yeah, we'll absolutely help you out. But yeah, I've just been living life to the fullest. I've got my first overseas trip booked, dating a little bit, just been having fun, really.
We definitely need to get into the dating stories, but before we do that, I think what you mentioned at the start of, you know, what your lockdown / COVID journey has been like touches a lot on why I think you were, you know, somebody who is a really, really great co-host to have on this podcast moving forward. Not only are we obviously, you know, very good friends, we have a great dynamic together, but you've definitely gone through quite a few things in your life as well and have kind of come out the other end, you know, bigger and better. And that's what this podcast is about. It's about empowering women to show them that, you know, it doesn't matter what hurdles life throws at you, you end up coming out bigger and better and stronger for it. So I'm really excited for this journey that we're about to go on together.
Me too, Rav. I am absolutely thrilled to be here. And I think to your point as well, I think that if there was a, you know, a podcast or something I could have listened to like this where I could just like listen to two friends wax lyrical about, you know, highs and lows of their lives and their stories and that sort of stuff and know that it was going to get better, I think that would have helped a lot. So I'm here to, I'm here to be on this journey with you. That sounds really emotional.
Well, we're women. Apparently that's what we do. That's all we're good at.
I've read that in a book somewhere. I think maybe did Scott Morrison say that?
Probably.
Don't come at me with that. Don't come at me with that. Oh, defamation. I can't even say it. We do it like we do it. I feel like we've been sending each other voice notes. I mean, it's our primary form of communication. I feel like we could screenshot our WhatsApp talking at each other.
We really should. Like, honestly, we can't play anything to you guys because it would be extremely, extremely incriminating. But the whole reason why Lottie kind of came up as a strong contender to co-host the podcast is because I was like, I'm literally spending my days sending podcast episodes to this chick.
Yeah. And then I would send them in return and be like a 10-minute voice note every morning from each other, just like going through our escapades of the evening in grand detail.
Yeah, like it just felt natural and I just think it's going to be great. And I think you guys are going to love Lottie. And yeah, we can't wait to get into more episodes with you guys. And I think next week we're probably going to touch on, you know, I guess the dating and stuff that we've been doing now that we can actually go out and meet people without masks and the social distancing. We definitely have not been social distancing.
Oh, God, have we not? Yeah, I'm really excited to start, I guess, uncovering that. And it makes sense to start there because it was something we were not allowed to do for like 2 years. And it's like, I think it's the first thing every single person wanted to do. Do not take me on another fucking walking date.
I know. They were so bad. I just can't. And especially in summer, like, I'm sorry, but you don't need to see me all gross and sweaty for like a first date. That's just not my vibe.
Absolutely not. And I don't want to lie and tell you that there's coffee in this keep cup when there is absolutely Prosecco.
I didn't do that. I was actually drinking coffee and then trying not to shit my pants.
I remember getting those messages from you. I'm in Sydney Park and I need to find a toilet right now. I'm zoned out. I forgot what his name is.
We will leave it at that for now, but we're looking forward to being back in your ears next week. We're not going to leave you hanging for 2 whole weeks before we get stuck into the juicy episodes. Again, really appreciate everyone's patience in us getting back in your ears. I know it's been a while, but we really hope that the wait was worth it and we can't wait to, yeah, unpack some juicy topics with you this year. We will see you guys all next week.
Bye. Ah, oh, the dulcet tones of Zoom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.